Simple Genius by David Baldacci. Read by Alex Jennings. There are four acknowledged ways of meeting your maker. You can die by natural causes, including illness. You can die by accident. You can die by another's hand. And you can die by your own hand. This is the same whether you live in Los Angeles, Denver, or Richmond, although the odds of dying in a particular manner differ from place to place, of course. However, if you live in Washington, D.C., there is a fifth way of kicking the bucket, the political death. Michelle Maxwell was currently stalking the pavement in the nation's capital, but because she wasn't a politician, that fifth choice was not available to her. In fact, the lady wasn't thinking about death right now. She was focused on getting so wasted she'd wake up the next morning with a chunk of her memory gone. There was much she wanted to forget, much that she had to forget. Michelle crossed the street, pushed open the door of the bar and stepped inside. The smoke hit her first, some of it actually from cigarettes. Brain-piercing music crushed all other sounds. A trio of ladies grounded out on the dance floor. A pair of waitresses juggled trays and prepared to slug anyone attempting to grab their ass. As Michelle stood inside the front door, the crowd's collective attention turned to her, the only wasp in the house. She looked back at them with such defiance that they returned to their drinks. Michelle found a corner table in the back and wedged in, nursing her first drink of the night. An hour or more drinks later, the woman's rage began to swell. The beast inside her was fully formed now, and Michelle Maxwell was no longer in control. She licked the last grains of salt off the rim of the glass, stood and whipped her long dark hair out of her face. Michelle's gaze zoned the room grid by grid, looking for the lucky one. It was a technique the Secret Service had spent many hours and many dollars pounding into her head. It didn't take long for Michelle to find the man. He was easily a head taller than anyone else in the place. That head was chocolate brown, broad, bald and beautifully smooth. His shoulders spanned about a mile. He wore baggy camouflage pants, black military boots, and an army green shirt that showed his bare arms were full of knotted muscles, even though he was just standing there, relaxed, sipping his beer. Michelle left the corner table and walked up to this living mountain. Even though she was tall, she had to rise up on her toes to tap him on the shoulder. It felt like she was touching a block of granite. He would do very nicely.
"What's up, baby?"
he said, idly blowing a smoke ring to the ceiling and taking his gaze off her. Wrong move, baby. Her foot connected with his chin, and he staggered backward. The impact sent a shockwave of pain from Michelle's toes to her pelvis, so hard was his chin. Yet it felt so good to hurt. He tossed his beer mug at her. It missed, but her slashing front kick didn't. He bent over as air was torn from his gut. Michelle slammed a vicious kick to his skull with such force she could almost hear his vertebrae screaming over the apocalypse of the music. He staggered back, one hand pressed against his bloody head, eyes wide in panic at her raw power, at her speed and precision. It looked like the fight had already gone out of the man.
"Come on, big boy, don't disappoint me. I came all this way."
A woman streaked off the dance floor, screaming her man's name. She aimed a fist at Michelle's head, but Michelle sidestepped and gave her a push. The lady kept right on going, taking down one table and two patrons. Michelle's treatment of his lady apparently rekindled the big fellow because he suddenly made a bull run at her. That charge was halted by a kick to his face, followed by an elbow smash to his ribs. Michelle finished this off with a neatly executed sidekick that disrupted a good bit of the cartilage in his left knee. Screaming in pain, the man dropped to the floor. He managed to stand straight up on his one good wheel, blood running down his face. The swells of hatred in his eyes said everything that needed to be said. The blade whipped at Michelle after being pulled from the mountain's back pocket. She sent it sailing away with a kick that broke one of the man's fingers. Then she stood there, her body cocked and locked, waiting to see what he would try next. He retreated until his back touched the bar. His gaze darted left and right. Michelle knew that with one more shot she could kill him,